it has affected us, but not to the extent of where they are in New York or, you know, other places that have been hit very hard. I think where it has affected us is that just trying to, the unknown and what is going to eventually, you know, come. But we've had time to really prepare for that. And it's really helped us be aware of our processes and make changes to the way we're doing things so that if we do get a lot of patients and we get, sick patients, that we're able to care for them.
Laura, what kind of things are you doing?
We're pretty much doing what everybody else is. We've put the hospital where there's only one entrance coming in, so we know who's coming in and out of the hospital. We have a screener station, so everybody is screened when they come in and out of the hospital. If they, screen positive or if they have symptoms, we put masks on them, surgical masks on them right away. You know, we are watching our own employees, screening them right now. We've really looked at how our workflow in the emergency department is so that we can, put those people that have the respiratory symptoms, we can have them in one area so that they're not with the other people that maybe are just coming in because they might have sprained their ankle or something like that. I think one thing we've done really well here is to communicate to the public that if you're not sick, stay home. And, we're definitely here for you if you get sick. We're definitely here for you if you need us. But at the same time, don't come in because you have a sore throat and a cough unless you're, short of breath, those types of things, because you could probably just do self-care measures at home. So we've really decreased the amount of people that are coming through the hospital. We have a drive-through pharmacy. We really don't have a drive-through pharmacy, but we made one. So now we had a lot of traffic with people picking up medications and their refills. So now we have made a temporary drive-through pharmacy out at the front of the hospital. So that's really cut down on people coming in. We only have dental emergencies. We're trying to stagger our work staff so that not everybody gets sick at the same time. And we're decreasing the amount of people in the building. And we have cut that down probably by 60 to 70% of the people that are coming in and out of the building.
Oh, wow. Have you had any suspected cases of COVID-19 at your facility?
We have. We've only tested one, been able to test one, and that was through the approval process. The others have been talked about with the health department and sent home to self-quarantine or self-isolate.
How many patients have done that, would you estimate?
Oh, there hasn't been a ton. I would say probably 5 or 6.
Do you think more testing needs to be done?
I've been kind of watching what's going on in New York, and, I'm seeing people this morning, people are waiting in lines to get tested. They're just kind of waiting. And I'm thinking, okay, that really defeats the purpose of self-isolating when you have all these people waiting in line. Now, I think those drive-through testings that are being done, I think there's being done one in Lincoln. There's other places that are doing them, but you still have to get the approval. I think if those can be set up and they can done correctly, I think that would be beneficial. But I also think that if people are, they think they have it, they need to just stay home and isolate themselves. So it's kind of a double-edged sword for me, but it probably would let us know a little more where we're at and maybe where we're going to be in the future too.
Seems like there are people on both sides of the issue. Some people seem very terrified. They're afraid to even leave the house. And then there's others that people I personally know that feel like everything's been blown out of proportion. Now, you have decades of experience in the medical field. What are your thoughts when you hear people on those, both sides of what's going on?
I'm trying to take a little bit of a middle ground on that. Again, it's hard for me to know because we are not seeing what they're seeing in New York. If I was out in New York, it's probably going to hit here, but I don't think it's going to hit as bad. It could, but it's we're a little more social distance. We've done some of that, but I know eventually we're going to see more patients. We just are. So I kind of try to take the middle ground because I understand those people that are just really, having a hard time with this and, they need to stay in, and people do need to social distance. But the other side, for my staff, they're out there every day, and we're trying to really, give them the tools they need and try to make them feel safe. And that's even hard, you know, to have all the tools that we need. And so trying to keep that middle ground where we're not, I'm not trying to freak people out, but at the same time, really being cautious about what could happen here.
You guys have what, about 13 beds available? Is that what you guys have?
Yeah.
Have you added beds?
Yes.
Do you have ventilators, that kind of thing, the kind of equipment we're hearing that's being used in some of those hot spots in the nation?
So we do have a ventilator, but it's more of a bridge ventilator to when we get sick, real sick people in here that need to be on ventilators, we transfer those patients because we don't have a respiratory therapist here. We're a smaller hospital and we don't have that staff that can take care of somebody that's on a ventilator full time. We can put them on there temporarily and get them to where they need to go, but we don't have ventilators here. We haven't had to increase our beds. Now we do have some rooms that we could, what we call cohort people, which are people with the same diagnosis. But right now we try to do private rooms. So we haven't had to increase that yet. The plan has always been there. Maybe not to the extent of what we've had to do here with COVID-19, but we've always had an emergency operations plan. Now what I think this is doing to it is really refining it, and it's really helping us put it into play in real time and getting, you know, different processes in place that maybe even a temporary emergency wouldn't make us do, because this is such a prolonged type of emergency. We feel like we have been able to refine our plan because of that.
Do you have enough protective gear and masks for staff?
That's a daily thing that we look at. Right now, we're doing fine. Depending on how long this goes, we don't know. You know, it's just hard to tell. And we're really trying to look at our utilization every day. One of the reasons to decrease the amount of people, you know, no visitors, that type of thing, is we want to conserve our PPE or our personal protective equipment. We've got masks, we've got N95s, we've got gowns, we've got gloves. But again, we look at it every day and we talk about conserving PPE every day.
I think the big thing, once again, is just the unknown. This hasn't happened before. It's unprecedented. That's, I think, maybe the big thing with everybody, I believe, both in the medical field and people at home.
Yeah, I think it is. We just, you know, if you could predict, you know, what we're going to need, and in the ED, you don't know how many people are going to come through your ED in a day with other ailments too. We just, you know, I think sometimes we forget there are other things out there than just COVID-19 going on. You know, we could have a really busy day in the ED where we're using PPE on people that are sick for other things. Again, we're trying to conserve that as much as possible, but we just don't know how long this is going to go on or how much we're going to need on a day-to-day basis. We're very well prepared. We're, you know, still working on processes just like everybody else. When I, you know, we call around, we talk to each other, all the hospitals kind of talk to each other in the area. I think everybody around here is pretty well prepared and I'm feeling pretty good about where we're at. And I just want people to know that if they come here, we'll be able to take care of them. But we're not able to do just random testing. And I think that's a big thing we're trying to get out there, that if you're coming to the hospital just to get a test, we don't do that yet here in Nebraska. That may be coming, but not yet.